the biggest turnoff to meditation is, I think, too much. You captured it right there. And the truth is, people don't realize, unless they have a good teacher, that thinking is actually a part of meditation. And we have 50 to 80,000 thoughts every single day. That's about a thought a second. So when you're able to actually see the way you think and choose to move away from it by breathing or anchoring yourself into the present moment through scent or a word, then you are able to work with your mind.
This is the Entrepology Podcast, the podcast where we optimize the bodies, brains, and lifestyles of entrepreneurs, go-getters, and world-changing innovators.
Welcome to the Entrepology Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Megan Walker. As a naturopathic doctor and anthropologist, I optimize the health and performance of badass women working to change the world as entrepreneurs and go-getters. You know, people exactly like you. Your business, body balance, and inner badass. These are the themes we are exploring. Before we jump into the interview, I want to invite you to join our free Facebook community, Legacy. If you want to be something amazing, you need to surround yourself with amazing people. The Legacy community is made up of badass women living, not leaving, but living our legacy every single day. We are leaders, parents, entrepreneurs, and innovators collectively committed to leaving the world better than we found it. My mission is to support the health and optimization of these badass superheroes, literally to places we never thought imaginable. If you are on a mission and get it that your health is the key to your unlimited potential, then join us. We are super awesome. You can find us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/groups/BE Legacy. See you there. So I always find it fascinating to take a look at what people who are highly evolved in their careers have done, where the commonalities exist for them. I ask about this and observe this in my practice with my patients, and I thoroughly enjoy exploring these themes on the podcast. And here's one of the things that I've started to observe. There is a common practice among those who are executing at the highest level. One of them is exercise, and the other one is meditation. And so it comes as no surprise that as I start to encounter evolved badass women building incredibly impactful businesses, that I'm starting to see that meditation not only rises to the surface, but it becomes the calling for these women in and of itself. My guest today, Susie Yeloff-Schwartz, is the leader of a business out of Los Angeles called Unplug. She has a studio, she has a book, she has an app, and she has a really exciting 30-day challenge that we're going to get into in today's interview. But most excitingly, she has a story of how she went from being a makeover guru in some of the top fashion magazines to running a studio that completely transforms the way we think and the way that we can return to our own lives to have greater impact in what we are doing. It was a true pleasure to sit down with Susie today. She has incredible insight, not only as an entrepreneur, but as someone who has committed to the daily practice of meditation. And I think by the end of it, not only are you going to leave with tools, but you're going to leave with a newfound respect and curiosity about what meditation can do for your own life. It is my pleasure to introduce you to Susie Yeloff-Schwartz of Unplugged. Susie Yeloff-Schwartz, welcome to the Entrepology Podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Well, I'm really looking forward to this interview and learning more about your passion for meditation and all of the really incredible things that you are up to. And your journey is a fascinating one. And as I was reading through your bio and background, I love the fact that like line number two is that, you know, you came from a world where you were a quote unquote marketing guru or makeover guru at Vogue and Marie Claire and Elle and Glamour and all of these magazines. And now you have moved along a spectrum in your career, and now you talk about meditation, and you've launched a drop-in meditation studio, and you've got a book, and you've got an app, and you've got all of these cool things. So can you just give us some clarity and take us through the journey that got you from there to here?
Well, I've always been a dabbler. I have Google brained, so I go from one thing to the next thing to the next thing, and I'm very fortunate in the way that I have a flow of ideas constantly. So for me, being able to just deep dive into all the different ideas that I have has been probably the funnest part of my journey so far. So yes, I did. I started off at Giorgio Armani. That was my first real job in New York City. And it was before stylists even existed. So I was very lucky in the fact that I got to dress all the celebrities for the Oscars and for movies, etc. And then my boss left to go work in PR for Barney's and cooked me up with the accessories director at Vogue. And I interviewed with her and with Anna Wintour, and I was so lucky I got that job. And I worked there for 3 years as an assistant, and then got promoted to associate. And then I went from there to Elle, to Marie Claire. And then I was at Glamour magazine for 14 and a half years doing primarily, I was fashion director, I was market director. I had all these different jobs there, but I came up with this idea on doing makeovers on real women on swimsuits. And that once I started doing that, there was no end. I started doing makeovers every day for 14 and a half years.
Okay. So let's talk about like a meditation makeover for people, as it were, because I kind of, I'm suspecting that the world that you operated in then and the world that you operated in now is just a little bit different in terms of mindset and probably even the new skills and coping skills that you have at your disposal in terms of what you are doing. So how do we take people on a journey from where you were to where you are now?
Well, so what happened was my husband ended up getting a job offer in Los Angeles, and I was in New York City, and I had to quit my dream job for him to do his dream job. And so when I did that, it was just a shock to the system. Can you imagine having a job you love that is just, it's so amazing, and then you just stop it when you're going strong?
Because you have so much momentum. Yeah, no, I appreciate that.
It's a strange feeling. So when I came to Los Angeles and I stopped, my mother-in-law taught me how to meditate to calm myself down. And I'm like, this is amazing. I'm going to get more into this. And the problem was there was no easy way to do it. So when I started to try all the different forms of meditation that existed in 2012, I realized it needed a makeover. So you would go and you would listen to teachers who would take 3 hours to say something that you and I could probably say in 5 minutes. Or I would walk in and someone would be dressed in a robe or a turban or something that kind of made me think twice, am I going to join a cult? You know, so I realized that there were all these phenomenal teachers and there were all these amazing different styles of meditation, but they actually did need a makeover. So that was really what the birth of Unplugged Meditation was all about. It was kind of built for me with an editor's eye. So I created a space that felt like heaven. It's white on white inside. It smells amazing. The lighting's incredible. It soothes your mind. And all the teachers are really modern. And the way that they teach is in a way that feels very succinct and applicable to our everyday lives with only one intention. And that is for you to feel better after you take their class than you did before going in. And so that was kind of the makeover that I did on meditation.
I love that. And you know, where I feel like there's so much relevance, just as you say that, is, you know, I work with a lot of people in the medical realm, in particular on the wellness side. And one of the conversations we have all the time is I say, people don't really need you. And they look at me like I'm crazy. And I said, you as practitioners or you as a meditation instructor, you know why everybody needs you, but consumers don't understand that. And so when you've got a service or you've got a lifestyle that has a capacity for tremendous impact, but people don't understand why it's so beneficial, often, you know, your marketing costs are just out of control to make that happen. And I love that you've brought this lens of marketing and makeover and connection to the average consumer to make this palatable for them, because you've made it exciting for them, which I think is really the only way we're gonna get people to jump that chasm. It's so smart and intelligent. And I hope people see the parallels between probably their own businesses and what you've done.
Thank you. Thank you. I mean, it's interesting because I get to see people who come to me because their doctors recommend that they start meditating. So we get a lot of people who are struggling with infertility, or we have people struggling with pain or accidents, or, you know, even mental illness, or people who just are looking, getting divorced or in a breakup, and they come to us when they're desperate. And they're like, wow, this is game changing. And then we have a whole other 50% of people who just heard about the sound baths and crystal healing and, you know, breath work and want to try it because they heard it's cool. So it's interesting to see, you know, this type of people that come to our studio.
And we're going to explore all those things because I know there's people driving right now who went, sound bath? Sorry, what? what are you talking about?
The funniest thing is when they show up in bathing suits. But I'll tell you about that after.
But I'm sure you handle that with like complete and total grace. The thing that I've observed about meditators is that once they cross the threshold of meditation, where they really engage in it, they don't. It's not like I've tried it once and it's not for me. But like they really are like, okay, I'm going to give this a solid go, and they step into it. I don't know anyone who's left it again. Like once one has crossed the threshold of meditation, they're like, no, this is it. I'm never coming back, because it is just that, it's just that powerful. How far do people have to step over that line before they're in it, before they feel the power of meditation? How do we get them there?
I mean, honestly, I felt the power of meditation in 3 minutes, and you can feel the power of meditation in 16 seconds. And once you realize that you can actually control your brain to a point where you won't let stress impact you, or you can shift your mood at any time, that's when you start getting really into it. And I think that's kind of one of the biggest benefits of meditation, to have that almost clicker to your own brain. To be able to press the pause button, the rewind button, the play button, the fast forward button.
You know, I want to get into your book, but I love the subtitle of it, A Simple Guide to Meditation for Busy Skeptics and Modern Soul Seekers. How do we get through to those skeptics, those people who keep hearing about meditation and just have this limiting belief right off the bat? They're like, not for me. I think too much. I've got too much going on. It's just never going to be the outlet that I need.
I think the biggest turnoff to meditation is I think too much. You captured it right there. And the truth is, people don't realize, unless they have a good teacher, that thinking is actually a part of meditation. And we have 50 to 80,000 thoughts every single day. That's about a thought a second. So when you're able to actually see the way you think and choose to move away from it by breathing or anchoring yourself into the present moment, through scent or a word, then you are able to work with your mind.
How do we learn to do that? Because I feel like so many people are caught up in that, okay, I want to improve my life. I want to move down that next trajectory, but they don't actually know how to interrupt the thought pattern that is maybe the limiting belief that's been holding them back, or whatever the case may be. How do we go from meditation is like the escalator that takes you to the next place, but how do we change that thought in the first place?
So a lot of people are probably listening to this podcast as they're driving. So I'm going to show you something that is a pattern interrupt. It's interrupting the pattern of your brain. So those of you who are driving, just keep your eyes on the road, but you can still do this with us. Okay. So Megan, if you close your eyes right now, and everybody driving, keeping their eyes open. And I want you to think about something that causes you stress. It could be traffic. It could be a Skype call hanging up a million times. Anything.
There's no stress there.
So do you have that thing?
I do.
And I want you to follow my instructions. Okay. Just breathe in through your nose to the count of four. Two, three, four, and hold your breath for 4 seconds. Two, three, four. And now audible exhale out for 4 seconds. I want to hear it. And hold your breath for 4 seconds. Two, three, four. Let's just do it one more time. Breathe in through your nose for four. Two, three, four. Hold for four. Two, three, four. Audible exhale out for four. And open your eyes. Were you thinking about that thing that stressed you out when we were counting and breathing?
No.
Exactly. So that is a pattern interrupt. I learned it from my teacher, David G. And it literally helps you pause your brain. So if you notice yourself stressed, if you notice yourself worrying, if you notice yourself upset, you can just press pause by doing the 16-second breath. So that is really step one. So the step one of meditation is to redirect your attention to the present moment. And you're bringing your awareness to the breath. Step two is just letting it go. I'm here, it's now, I'm present. And then what happens next is your mind will wander. And when you notice your mind wander, you actually are seeing what's going on inside your mind. Then you actively decide to bring it back to that 16-second breath. And so it's a very simple dance between mind wandering that everything's okay.
Well, and I like that because I think one of the things we have to interrupt, and I've been on this kick for the last 6 weeks about, is this real or is this a limiting belief? And what I love about that exercise that you just did is it enables us to put pause so we can actually triage where the reality might lie with respect to that particular stress. It's such a cool tool. I love it.
Yeah. Well, it's yours now forever, and you'll share it with everyone because I even trained my own son to teach meditation, and he literally goes to schools teaching the 16-second breath. He uses it before he takes a test or when something's upsetting him or if he's ever feeling anxious about anything. He's applying to colleges right now, so he uses it all the time.
And so in your experience, and we're going to talk about, you know, how we can start to challenge people to incorporate these things on a daily basis, how much time do people have to be dedicating per day to be able to really reap the rewards of meditation?
Well, I don't think it's about time. I think it's about just doing it. So if you could just start with a minute a day, great. And then build it to 5 minutes a day and build it to 10 minutes a day. And, you know, some people are coming here to classes and the classes are 30 to 45 minutes. But I get just as powerful of an effect when I meditate for 15 minutes in the morning. So anywhere between like 5 to 15 is great. If you can start your day with meditation as opposed to starting your day with your to-do list, you're going to notice that you can be much more intentional on where your day goes, and you'll feel like time goes slower.
Well, I think it's Gandhi who said, I have a really busy day, which is why I need a longer meditation this morning. And right. It's that thing, right? Once people cross that threshold, they're like, no. Like this increases the efficiencies of your thought patterns and your execution. And I think from that perspective, it lends itself so well to the population that we work with, which are entrepreneurial women, because life gets a little bit crazy for us, balancing the kids and the business and all of the other responsibilities that we tend to carry around with us. If someone was curious, if they were like, okay, I'd be into a class, like, what do you do for a 30-minute class? Because I'm half intrigued and half frightened at that prospect.
Well, I mean, okay, so there's a lot of different ways that you can meditate with us specifically. And our classes are, you come in, you check in, and then we have these almost like chaise lounge seats where you can sit in these comfortable floor chairs that are, you can either lay flat or you can sit up. And the teacher tells you a story, kind of like a 5 to 7 minute dharmet, if you will, about why we're doing what we're doing, the science behind it, what meditation does for your brain. And then she says, close your eyes. And then she'll guide you through the story of the meditations, whether it's guided meditation or it's just reconnecting you to your breath. She'll chime in. So just in case your mind wanders and you forget to come back to your breath, they'll re-remind you to come back. And there'll also be different kinds of classes. So one is a guided imagery class where you can go on an inner vacation to your favorite resort. There is just a mindfulness class where you can set intentions. What do I want? Or ask yourself some questions in stillness and silence. We have a thing called sound baths where they play these bowls and you feel the vibration almost bathing your body. So people just get so relaxed by that. And crystal healing where they kind of, you're laying down and they place the crystals on your body. And whether or not it works, it doesn't matter. You end up feeling much more come after you take the class than you do before. And there's aromatherapy classes. I mean, there's all different types of classes. So that'll go on for about 25 minutes. And then they'll ring the bell. They'll thank you for coming. And then people exit the room. So that's kind of the structure of an unplugged meditation class. And people get addicted to it because the stories in the beginning are really inspirational. The classes are really fun. Your mind, you really get a chance to disconnect from your device because we take your cell phone right when you walk into the studio.
Thank goodness.
You can connect with yourself because you're sitting there disconnected. So you're able to kind of ask yourself those important questions of who am I? What do I want? What makes me happy? Different things, different days.
You mentioned just in passing aromatherapy, and I've seen some really powerful shifts in people when we can start to assign and align a new state or a new pathway for them to a particular scent. Can you comment on how you leverage the power of aromatherapy in your studio?
Yes. Well, first of all, there's certain scents or essential oils that can really shift your mood. So orange, for instance, will make trigger your brain to be happy. Peppermint will help you focus quick. Lavender will calm you down. Eucalyptus will help you breathe. So they're different things. So every single class, we focus on a different aromatherapy. So let's say we do orange oil, where it's about happiness. The teacher will walk around and she'll kind of put some on her hands and wave it in front of your nose so you can smell it. She'll put some on your hands so you, when your mind wanders, you bring the scent up to your nose and then your mind goes immediately into focus on orange.
Yeah, it's so neat. It's so really, really cool what we can do with scents and starting to stimulate the body on all of these different levels because we're just so used to only executing on one particular pathway. And it's I had a conference last weekend and we opened the event with a motivational meditation for everybody. And what was so neat is we said to the audience beforehand, we're going to make this physiologically confusing for you. So we're going to take you through this meditation and then we're going to jump right into like really intentional, but upbeat music. And we really weren't sure how it was going to go. And it was so interesting, the level of attention and focus that people had in that first session when we brought the body to a variety of different places and the mind to a variety of different places all at once. And I feel like scent is a really cool way of doing that quickly for people.
We have on our Unplug guided meditation app a whole series on essential oils. So you should definitely explore them. They're so much fun. We did them with two different teachers. So it shows you where you place them, how you use them, which ones you should try. And people always say, you don't have to buy expensive essential oils for them to work. Whole Foods has a great selection.
None of these things have to be expensive. It's just a matter of sort of dabbling and finding the things that you actually want to use and that resonate with you. And really feeling and acknowledging that. I think that's a great point. Tell me about your app. Like, I want to know two things. I want to know the journey of creating it because our audience of entrepreneurs are like, oh, I want an app. But more importantly, I want to know for you as an intentional business owner, what did you want to be able to give people through the creation of this tool?
Well, I always think about like who is listening to this. And if they do want to create an app, I would highly suggest starting off with a platform that's not too expensive. We started with a company called VHX, which had a templated platform for an app and it wasn't that expensive. And then they since sold to Vimeo. So check out Vimeo, guys, if you want to start an app and start it small, which is how we did ours. What happened was our clients were traveling and they're like, can you please record some meditation so I can have Camilla on the road or Natalie on the road or John on the road? So we started recording them for our top clients and sending these meditations to these clients specifically. And then they said, gosh, it would be so great if you had an app with the teachers talking to you directly. So we decided to create something totally different. Most meditations apps that you'll see out there are one person doing one thing, primarily mindfulness. But we wanted to create the Los Angeles Unplugged Studio experience. So we have all of our teachers, about 50 teachers on the app now with 500 different meditations.
Wow.
In video form. So you see them as if they're talking specifically to you. And then when they say close your eyes, it goes to nature. And then, and with music playing over the background very lightly so that your brain just kind of settles. And then they say, open your eyes, and it's done. And we have meditations anywhere from 1 minute long to 45 minutes.
I love that because you're capturing everybody's need base at that point.
Yes. And then what happened was they were like, can you have John do this meditation? I need a meditation for when I'm breastfeeding. I need a meditation when I'm at work. I need a meditation to get happy quick. I need a meditation when I'm feeling overwhelmed. So we started taking these requests and started creating these programs specifically for that. So it's basically every insecurity I've ever had in one app. There's a button for that.
Well, and that's the best way to build it. And what I love, you know, just from an entrepreneurial perspective, is it wasn't like you led with this app and you're like, oh, I want to have an app and I hope people need it. You actually listened to the needs of your audience first and you created something in direct response to that. And that sequence, I think, is the difference between, oh, I built an app and it didn't work, or, and, oh, I built an app and it's massively popular.
Right. I mean, we really built an app because we were working so hard on the business that we weren't able to get into the business at the hours that we wanted to. Even though it's open all day and night, since I have three kids, I'm working during the day and then I'm with my kids at night. So sometimes I can only do the app. So it started off with us saying, okay, we want to do it every single morning when we wake up. How do we do that? So we created the 30-day meditation challenge. And what it is every morning at 12:05 a.m., there is a meditation of the day that comes into your inbox. And all you have to do is press let's meditate. And it takes you directly to that meditation. So it started off as the 30-day meditation. But at day 25, our clients were saying, can you please keep it going? Because now I'm meditating every single day consistently. So now we're on day 125. And our goal is to go 365. So you can start the challenge at any time. It's really easy. You just like put your name and email into unplug.com and it signs you up for the challenge.
I love that. And I think it becomes palpable for people and palatable for people when they're like, okay, I'm going to do this for 30 days. And if I don't like it, I don't have to do it beyond that. And I don't know if it's like, it doesn't matter whether you're taking away someone's gluten or you're trying to get them to meditate. I feel like once we get you going and you feel amazing, you're like, oh, I'm going to do this forever. So it's so brilliant. I love the way that you have that, that piece set up, and we'll make sure that that's in the show notes. So anyone is able to access that. Absolutely.
I love that too, because, you know, our philosophy is we want to meet you where you are. We're not so strict. We're not like a Zen meditation studio where they whack your hand every time you have a thought. So our goal is to just make it easy, non-intimidating, friendly, fun, inspirational, powerful. And that's kind of what the meditations are all about. And what's cool is on the app, there's actually a tracker so you can see your stats. How many days in a row have I meditated? You can set in a reminder. You can set an alarm. There's so many different things and different levels on the app that make it easy to just wake up and do it every day.
Right. And it rewards you for having made that commitment to yourself. Mm-hmm. Do you have any other pieces of technology that you use to help support your meditation or your mindfulness?
Well, for me, I also created on this app a timer so that if I don't want to be guided and I just want to listen to music or not listen to anything, but just set the time, I have that as well on the app. So pretty much anything that I need specifically to support my own practice, I put inside this app.
And what influence has meditation had on you as an entrepreneur?
Well, honestly, I don't think I could do what I do without it because I would be a stress ball. Because there are a lot of pressures on entrepreneurs, pressure to, you know, build your audience, pressure to get people to know about you, pressure to make sure everybody gets paid, pressure. I mean, there's like a lot of pressure. And I think that your ripple when you run a business matters. So if I come to work and I'm stressed out or not happy, it starts to affect the people around me. But if I can set myself up, almost like mental hygiene. You know how we brush our teeth every single morning? We need to clear our brains as well and walk in happy and clear. so that the people around us can do the best that they can do. So it's not just my ripple that it affects, my own self. It affects everyone else around me.
Susie, what do you want your legacy to be?
I feel like it's already been. I feel so grateful that I get to work in a business that helps other people, that I'm not just doing something that is making money. I'm doing something that is changing lives. So whether it's the one girl who got pregnant, whose doctor sent her to us after her fourth in vitro, and she actually had a baby and credits us with our baby, like that is enough for me. The fact that my son is now going into schools and teaching little kids how to meditate, that's enough for me. I think a legacy is almost, it's almost like an ego move. I don't really have that. I just want to share everything that I'm interested in. I want to help people hack their own lives and keep it really easy.
Well, ego or not, you're having ripple effect and it's powerful.
Thank you.
Our body is a series of interconnected systems. What is happening in one system puts pressure on another. We understand this intuitively. And yet the most powerful medical system in the world, Western medicine, continues to evaluate our health in individualized silos. We have assessments related to cardiovascular health, oncology, respirology, dermatology. We have individual silos of expertise. When we assess the body from a functional perspective in our practice, we want to understand not whether you are necessarily fine in all of these different systems, but whether or not they are functioning in an integrative manner in a way that moves you closer to optimal health. While there are lots of functional tests that we can do to be able to assess that, technology is enabling us to start to look at this thing on the basis of artificial intelligence through the aggregation of data. We do this in our practice using a tool called Living Matrix, and I want to make this assessment available to you. If you go to our new website, AnthropologyPerformanceLabs.com, on the front page, you will see an opportunity for you to opt in into your personalized functional medicine quiz. Completing this questionnaire will take approximately 40 minutes of your time, and when you're finished, we're going to prompt you to have an opportunity to sit down from someone on our medical team to review your individualized results. We are all on big missions. We are all trying to change the world. It's no longer sufficient for our health to simply be fine. For us to achieve what we want to do as badass women with a vision for how we can help the world, we need to move our health to a place of optimal. And I invite all of you the opportunity to see how close to that line you really are. Go to AnthropologyPerformanceLabs.com and do your quiz today. This is where I want to transition in the interview, and I want to ask you something called our key performance indicators, or KPIs. Just like we have them in our business, I believe that we have them in our lives as well, in terms of how we live our life and the priorities that we put in front of us on a daily basis. So I've got six rapid-fire questions for us that give us just a little bit of insight into your world behind the scenes.
Okay.
You set?
First of all, I just want to say I think this is so cool. How did you come up with this idea? This is amazing.
No one's ever asked me that question before. You know what I started to find fascinating is with my own patients, starting to understand some of the commonalities of the people who were getting better faster, or the people who were, experiencing less stress on a daily basis, or, you know, success, however you want to define it. What were the unique characteristics that they possessed? And so a lot of these questions stem from some of the commonalities that I started to observe in that population.
Wow.
Genius. Yeah. Yeah. So let's do it. Let's just, okay. I know. Okay. Now you're stalling. No, I'm just kidding. Question one.
I don't know what the questions are, so I'm not stalling.
I know. That's what makes it even more fun. Okay. Do you have a consistent evening routine? And if so, can you share?
Yes. I sit down with all of my family and have dinner with them every single night. And I love that just for connection purposes. And then I go to bed and I literally on the Unplug app, there's a section for journal where you write three things you feel grateful for. I do that every night before I go to bed.
Amazing. This is why I ask about evenings, not mornings, especially as like a mom of three. I also have three kids. Like that's where you create your time. So that, well done. Fiction or nonfiction, what are you reading right now?
The 80-20.
Oh.
It's about how 20% of what you do impacts 80% of your business. And what's the most important 20%? In fact, I went on the Tim Ferriss podcast and he recommended Small Giants too. I'm reading that as well. All these different books, and I literally just bought all of them.
And now you have to find the time to read them.
I actually buy audiobooks, so they're playing on in my car when I'm driving in the morning, and then the 80/20 I'm reading next to my bed.
Yeah, that's my trick as well. Audible on double speed.
Yes. Oh, I never tried that. Mm-hmm. That's a great trick. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
What is the one thing you're most consistent with respect to your health?
Meditation. It's not negotiable for me. I wake up, I meditate, I start my day.
I feel like we all knew that was coming, but I was curious whether there was like another secret tool that you were accessing. What is something totally badass about you that people would not otherwise know?
I am a water skier and a slalomer.
I love it. Me too.
You are?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Where do you ski?
We have a place north of Toronto and, we ski there. And then when I was younger, I used to go ski up in, upstate New York.
Wow. Yeah. I'm going to have to come visit you. Our investor is in Toronto. Do you know the bookstore Indigo?
Yes.
Heather Reisman, you know, Heather's Picks.
Yes.
Heather came to Unplug, fell in love with Unplug and became an investor in our company.
Oh, that's amazing. I love that.
Yeah. So we're partly Canadian now.
You're partly Canadian. Yep. Heather lives like 4 blocks away from where we live. So I say that like we're old friends. We don't know each other, but that's great. I love those stories in this world.
Well, you have to introduce yourself. She's maybe the nicest person on the planet Earth, and she's a genius.
I'm going to go out of my way to do that. I'm going to alter my running route now, Susie. Thank you for that insight.
Okay.
What do you do for fun or play?
You know what? I literally just joined the Soho House. So for me, that's kind of my new location. It's the space between family and work.
Yeah, good call. And that is fun. And you can do a little bit of play there as well. Mm-hmm. Finally, last question for you. Entrepreneurism, are we born this way or do we learn to become entrepreneurs?
I think that we are born this way. Everybody has genius ideas inside of them, but there are few people who actually execute them. So my suggestion for anyone listening is if you have a great idea, just do it. You don't have to quit your job to start your dream.
I love it. You just got to lean in, right? You just got to take that next right step, make a commitment, be courageous and go for it.
Yeah. I mean, before I started Unplug and while I was working at Glamour, I got dumped by this guy named, I'm not going to tell you his name. and I was so upset and I'm like, I should write a book called Getting Over John Doe because the same story keeps happening over and over again. And I just did it and I wrote it and it's in like 10 languages now. And I wrote it on the bus to and from work.
Amazing.
That's one thing. I also started a makeup line called Makeover to Go after I was working at Glamour and I was working with this makeup artist and there were all these different people and they all used the exact same makeup and it looked good. I'm like, we should just repackage all these different things that we're using and go on QVC and do it. 60-second makeovers. And guess what? We did it. We sold it. It happened. I mean, I just think if you have an idea, lean in and go for it. And I did that while I was still working at Glamour.
Yeah, you just got to make it happen. Susie, you Unplug, all the things that you are creating, they're amazing. Where can we send people to learn a little bit more about everything you're up to?
I would go to unplug.com and explore our website because there you can sign up for the 30-day meditation challenge. You can check the app. You can check out the studios. You can see the book. We've got everything there.
Fantastic. Well, we're going to hook everybody up in our show notes. I so appreciate you giving your time to this audience today. And I'm excited to get started on my 30-day challenge.
I love that. And when we launch our podcast, I definitely want you to be one of my guests. We're going to have to do KPI and I want to hear all about that.
Fantastic. Thanks so much, Susie.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
If you enjoyed our conversation and would like to hear more, head on over to Stitcher or iTunes and subscribe to the Entrepology podcast. We would also really appreciate a quick review. When people have their health, they can change the world. Let us keep you healthy and you go change the world.